What's good, y'all? It's your boy
According
CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of Real Talk. What are you talking about?
Hey, wait, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let him do his little intro.
Oh, what you mean, bro?
Go ahead.
Hey, what's good, y'all? It's another episode of the Go Talk. It's your boy CMJ. I'm pleased to welcome Chuck and Allen again tonight. They trying to get on my head about some. I can't wait. They trying to get on my head. Somehow KD went 9 for 24, and man, the Celtics only won by 1 point. Man, I don't want to hear about none of that.
That was a prayer, too.
I don't want to hear about none of that, man. We're gonna say that for the main course. Right now, I do want to touch on how the Warriors look. Go ahead.
I thought you was gonna touch on the Heat first.
No,
the Heat got a lot of slack last.
But the Heat doing what they supposed to do. The real question about the Heat is, to me, the Heat doing what they're supposed to do. I really don't.
Yeah, that's true. I don't see the Hawks winning a single game. And I said that since the beginning, and y'all thought I was looking crazy.
Did everybody say it?
No, I think Charles said two games.
I think Charles gave him two games. I think I gave him. Yeah, you might be right. I think I did give him two games because I just don't trust the Heat all the way. I don't trust the Heat fully still. Like, you know, I gotta, if they sweep the Hawks like they're supposed to, then I can back the Heat. I can. But if you lose,
let me ask you a question.
Uh huh.
All right, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say to me,
are the Bucks the Bulls?
Hey, DeMar struggled and they almost pulled it out.
Listen,
that's what I'm saying. Like, so
I think they shot 21
for 77 or something like that. I understand the Bulls didn't shoot that well, but
especially DeRozan. DeRozan struggled.
They shot 21%, bro,
and still almost pulled it out.
I understand where you're coming from.
Hey, but the Bulls, the Bucks didn't shoot well either.
That's another thing. The Bucks didn't shoot well either. And, you know, to me,
besides Giannis, there was nobody else doing anything like that.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is
that's always been the problem.
That might have been the Bulls' chance to steal a game there. Mm-hmm. Because, I get it. The Bulls might not shoot that bad, but the Bucks might not either. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe these two teams are really good against each other defensively, and it's going to be like this the whole series. I still think the Bulls are getting swept. I just don't see how you beat one of the most well-rounded teams in the league. To me, the Bulls don't have enough.
Do you feel like the Hawks different. Have enough for one game?
No.
Or two games?
No. And we've seen that. Other besides Trae Young, there was nobody. Nobody.
And you were talking about Trae Young versus Kyle Lowry, too. Everybody was
Trae
laughing.
Trae Young was 4 for 12.
I remember CMJ. He was a big
or 4 for 12, something like that.
He was cooking that little boy.
Hey, like, didn't even play Trae the fourth quarter no more.
They knew it was over, man. Rest that man
the
up.
Reason why, for the next reason season. Why, the reason why I don't have the Bulls winning a game against the Bucks as opposed to the – see, the reason why I have the Hawks winning at least a game against the Heat because the Heat, they have their moments where they just let it slip away. A game or two, they let it slip away. So – I think that Trae can steal a game, no matter where, at home or on the road. I think he can steal a game from the Heat because the Heat are susceptible to giving it up. The Bucks, they just came off a championship. This is a battle-tested team. And excuse me. And I get it. They didn't really run through the East this year. But it's still Giannis and it's still Middleton. And it's hard for me to see the Bulls.
There's a question mark on Middleton, man.
Yeah, but like I said before, to me, the Bulls' best chance to win the game was probably this first game when the Bucks didn't shoot that well.
I feel like the Bulls' best chance to win a game is at home. Want me to tell you why?
Go ahead.
in the season series, that's the only time they got a win. And to be honest, like DeRozan said, they're not going to shoot like that. Zach LaVine, that was his first playoff game. A lot of people don't know that because Zach LaVine is highly touted. You know, that's his first playoff game. I expect him to kind of get the rust off a little more in the second game. But I feel like they're going to steal a game, game three or game four. If they are to steal a game, like y'all used to.
But you know what, though? And I'll be honest, I'm sticking with my Bucks sweep, but I'm not as adamant about it now because of that game, you know, and what you're saying. Like, I'm not, like, if the Bulls steal a game, I wouldn't be surprised. If they steal two games, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, at home, I'm not sure.
But I think the Bucks are that good, and I'm going to stick by my pick. I'm not going to flip flop. So, with that, but, I just
do you feel like the Bucks have the same like kind of roster as last year, or do you feel like they kind of fell off a little bit?
I feel like that PJ Tucker not having PJ Tucker Forbes. Changes that.
People forgot Forbes.
No, I feel like, but I also feel like, yeah, I do feel like they took a notch back or a step back defensively. You know, like they're not the same. They're kind of not the same. It's not the same. There's not the same intensity.
Yeah, because PJ Tucker really definitely brought the intensity to that team.
But I still think the Bucks are probably
the Bucks so good.
Though. Yeah, the best, like probably the best team in the East still. So I'm.
Hey, people can keep sleeping. I'm telling.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, speaking of sleeping, because I'm gonna save this good one for last. So. The Warriors, you guys think the Warriors are going to sweep the Nuggets?
Yes.
You guys are adamant about that.
The way they put at first I gave the Nuggets two games, but after seeing these two games. I will give the
Nuggets a game, for sure. But go ahead.
But after seeing these two games, I feel like the Warriors look like the best team in the NBA right now.
Really?
Like, overall. They're playing 10 to 11 guys. What other team do you know is playing 10 to 11 guys?
Miami.
In the playoffs.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But
Miami Heat.
They do. Listen, the Warriors, they just. I look bad right now. But it's not like I picked the Nuggets to win the series. Well, did I?
Oh, yeah.
Did I?
No, you said seven. seven games.
I said this will go seven games?
Seven he said nobody. Games. No, actually, he said nobody can stop Jokic. He got to go back to his own film.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back because I don't. Nobody can stop Jokic. I said those words. Nobody can stop Jokic. Maybe I did. Maybe I did. Who knows? Maybe y'all know better than me. Anyway,
but it's not Jokic's fault, also, man. He has no help. He's getting killed off back cuts, back doors, because they have been playing zone coverage in the paint, bro, by himself. So he literally has to guard the man he's guarding and the back cut.
To be honest, they've been hitting Jokic, they've been putting him in the pick and roll. And they got a bunch of guards. Like he can't guard.
Yeah, Curry. That's true.
He can't guard pool.
Cutting everywhere.
Yeah, like they've been putting. Yeah, he can't. They've
so they running him a lot the floor, of basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that first game, he was gas on the bench.
Mm. He just played almost. He almost played. He almost played the full first quarter.
Okay, so you got the Warriors sweep. And I still think
I'll say the Nuggets get one game.
I still think Jokic could get one game. Even though that's not what you were saying to me earlier, Chuck. Even though it's not what you were saying to me on the phone earlier, but
hey, no.
Jokic got 5 fouls.
If you want to bring up the phone combo, I also said the Dallas Mavericks will get a game, correct?
And they did.
Yeah. Let you know, and I'm glad you brought up the Mavericks because that's exactly what I was about to tell you.
Jalen Brunson, 41.
I told him, I was like, hey, we was just talking on the phone. I said, the Mavericks could get at least one game, the way that the Utah Jazz are playing.
And I just want to.
Nah, I see the sweep.
Wait. I said the sweep.
Yeah, you said sweep without Luka. You said sweep without Luka.
Oh, I said the Jazz should sweep the Mavs without Luka. Yes. Okay, so check this out though.
The Jazz are frauds, man.
But this is what I was starting to think about yesterday during Easter. Sorry we didn't get to record, but I wish we could have, because after the Jazz had won that first game by, 4 points? They won that game, 6 points. You beat the Dallas Mavericks, the Lukeless Dallas Mavericks, by 6 points with Donovan Mitchell. All them boys, man, please. That Easter, I was like, I believe the Dallas Mavericks can win the next game if the Jazz are gonna play down to their competition like this. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Back to that Warriors team, you also said if Klay plays like how he usually plays, which he is, that it was going to be real tough for the Nuggets to win one game. Because that's what you had a question mark on. You had a question mark on Klay because you didn't know how he would do.
I remember saying that Klay, sometimes he disappears though. I remember saying that, and he's been showing up. So you know, I'm looking real stupid right now. But
he's here. He is here. He definitely is here. He kind of surprised me as well, because I did not like. I expected him to do decent, but I did not expect him to be this good.
I'm glad he got a lot of time in the regular season. You know, a lot of players don't get a lot of time. Like the Brooklyn Nets are going to probably try and throw Ben Simmons in. If they go down 3 games or, you know, they're getting put in a spot, they're going to try and throw Ben Simmons in. And, yeah, they say, oh, defender. What if he's not defending as well? Because Klay he's not nearly the defender he was before right now.
And again, Ben Simmons is not injured.
Yeah, exactly. He probably will be eventually. But right now you could tell, like, you know, certain people could go at him.
Well, like, Joker got people. Ejected.
Well, you know what though? Let's not forget, Klay is coming off an Achilles and an ACL tear on the same side. So, yeah, I'm not. To me, where I give Klay a pass is because, like, I'll give Klay a pass on defense. Like, you know, if you're doing your thing on offense, I'll give you a pass on defense because I'll give you time to get back into that groove of being an elite two-way player. You know what I'm saying? You just give me the buckets.
And that doesn't take just one season either. Like, that's what I'm saying. This season, we might not see that. But,
he's been playing defense, though.
Mm. Yeah.
How y'all feel about
and breaking the news. Joker got ejected.
Whoa. I mean, I'd be frustrated, too. Down by what? 20?
20.
How y'all feel about the Sixers going up 2-0, man?
Hey, they get a lot. I ain't gonna lie, they've been playing good, but Harden and B get a lot of fouls, man.
They still but
the 76ers had 30 free throws today.
Yeah, I think one or both of y'all were saying that they weren't gonna get those calls in the playoffs. I think that was Chuck that was saying that.
Me.
Yeah. And that doesn't seem to be the case right now.
But these refs been bad. Let it go.
Hey, but you know what though? I still think this is a second round exit team, bro. Sixers second round exit, bro. You know, you're supposed to beat the Raptors.
They've been playing.
Yeah, I was about to say
these refs in the playoffs, like overall in the league, have been very bad though.
Both ways.
You've seen the Celtics and Nets refs? Them refs are crazy. they were calling every single thing, both sides. They were calling everything.
And the Tony brothers like to follow Chris Paul around. I don't know why. They love to follow him around.
So wait. Let's go back to Jazz and Mavericks real quick. So the Jazz are going to lose this series, you guys believe?
Yes.
No.
Or it might go seven. To be honest, man. If Luka comes back, then it's going to look real, real tough for the Jazz. But if it's without Luka, it might go to six or seven.
To be honest, with the Mavericks winning this game, they bide enough time for Luka to come back. At least game six. He's gonna play at least one game. The Jazz needed to sweep this team. But just like how CMJ just said, they keep playing down to the level, right? Yeah. Let's put Luka back on the court. Cause for some reason, he's just like uninterested or something. Like I don't get it. Like the last series I seen him go off was against Jamal Murray. That's the last series I seen him go off like efficiently. Like was against Jamal Murray, and I believe that was in the bubble.
And maybe just a side note, maybe Donovan is seeing that nobody is talking about the Jazz. Nobody has the Jazz going to the finals or even the conference. Nobody's talking about the Jazz. Maybe he's on his way out of there. Maybe he's checked out already. We don't know.
Bro, I'm either Rudy or Donovan's gone. Watch. I'm calling it.
Quinn Snyder might be gone too. Shoot, at this point.
Yeah, Quinn Snyder's gone too, I think, next season.
I was just about to ask that question. What do y'all feel about that coach? Like, yeah, we saying that they keep blowing leads, but at some point we got to put it on the coach too.
Like, I mean, and the thing is, if you get rid of Quinn Snyder,
I think it's the locker room. There's toxicity in the locker room.
I was about to say, if you get rid of Quinn Snyder, to me, this is what the Jazz are going to do. They're going to drop Quinn Snyder, get rid of Rudy. And they're gonna do whatever they can to keep Donovan because that's who you gotta keep. You gotta keep him, especially in like Utah. It's not a big market, bro. Like Spider is bringing in the eyeballs and the revenue. You need to go ahead and get another player or draft another player to go with him to go alongside him. A good forward, a two-way forward, or shooting big. I mean, somebody who can do something besides Rudy Gobert is weak. Yeah. He is weak. And man, like he just man, that turnover he had trying to post I like up. Rudy. Oh my god.
Can on we talk about the Suns?
On the defensive end.
The Suns and Pelicans.
The Suns and Pelicans. So how do you think the Pelicans win game two?
Sweep.
Oh, you think it's gonna be a sweep? I said that. I said
how the fuck and you I saw what that. You saw Jay Crowder 1-1-1-1?
Yeah.
That's insane, bro.
But I said the Pelicans are going to get swept.
Still a game if Brandon Ingram get hot.
Brandon Ingram got locked up last game.
He was missing. He was missing.
Yeah, he missed.
I said he would make too.
Open ones, so he did miss some open ones. But they were playing really good defense on him.
He even started shooting unorthodox threes. I'm like, what's going on? Like, he was just off his game last game. I don't know. If he gets hot, though, for sure, that's the only way they get a game. C.J. McCollum could get hot all he want. Like, it's not going to make no difference.
So, tomorrow is game two, Minnesota at Memphis.
Another one you said.
And, listen.
And who you got?
What you mean I got Memphis? They can't lose this game. They can't lose this game. They think, bro, Memphis go down 0-2.
Anthony Edwards was the best player on the court.
Listen, first things first, if Memphis goes down 0-2, I still believe they can win the series.
Whoa.
But I don't see them making it to the Western Conference Finals because they're going to be way too tired. They're going to be gassed.
Minnesota home is super underrated, man. This year is super loud.
But I just don't see, bro, first things first, Jaren Jackson Jr., you supposed to be a defensive player of the year, a defensive player of the year candidate. Ain't no way in hell you let somebody named Carl dunk on you, bro. Come on, man. Like, come on.
And then got hit with
man, I was just saying, as I was saying, literally, he's a defensive player of the year candidate. I was pushing for it. The man gets dunked on the next game.
And as I was saying, Charles, I'm not sure if you remember, but remember how I said that besides Ja, who else is there?
Yeah, listen, hold on now.
Hey, Desmond Bane was missing his shots though. He had 43% 3-point shooter. I don't know what was going on with him. That's his first playoff game.
Desmond Bane was missing shots. Steven Adams only had 3 rebounds. Like he averages 10 rebounds a game. That's Steven not Adams was
getting
again.
Bullied, bro. I ain't Dylan,
points.
Dylan Brooks had 24
had a lot of free throws.
No, okay, but hey, listen, Steven Adams and whoever else they was putting in at the center spot was taking advantage. It was over with. He was bully balling.
That's it not gonna happen again, bro. Memphis had a week off. All right, you feel me? That's what I'm going by. All right, they had a week off. They didn't come out ready to play. Minnesota just came off that big
win. I have
win.
A hot take.
What's up?
When John Morant went off in the third quarter, when he sat on the bench, the Grizzlies looked better with him on the bench. That's when they had their little run and came back. And that's when they had a little run. Was when the Grizzlies bench and some of the starters mixed in the lineup came.
Well, I hear what you're saying. You feel me?
And, remember, you said so yourself. They won how many games?
Yeah, I know. Listen, but the team is. But you can't. So are you definitively saying the team is better without Ja?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that game. It proved that they played better without him.
So
are they better without him?
That's what I want to know.
In the 7-game series, yes.
Damn. Mm.
But of course, Ja's their best player. I'm not saying Ja isn't their best player. But as a team, collectively, they played better without him.
Well, they also let Malik Beasley at 23. And Kyle Anderson, what's this dude's name? McDaniel used to chip in with 15, but Anthony Edwards good enough for 36 like that. That was one of the highest of the playoff debut. So
they had no answer for him either.
Yeah. I don't assume the Grizzlies will have an answer for Ant. But what they could put
Dylan Brooks on.
Yeah, but I'm gonna bank on the Grizzlies. They're gonna buckle it down, bro. They're gonna put a body or somebody on. They're gonna try to get somebody on hand. They're gonna have to make somebody else beat him. D'Lo or
I'm not saying Dylan, but he can make it difficult. And to be honest with that matchup, I believe it's D'Lo and then Malik Beasley at the two. If I'm not mistaken, they should switch that. Desmond Bane should guard D'Lo. He more physical, if you get what I'm saying. Like, Bill. Like,
yeah.
Guard no D'Lo, bro. He was exposed with the height difference every time. I was just talking about that.
Timberwolves also rebound. Like, the way they out-rebounded the Grizzlies, I just don't think that they're like that. They're going to be like an 11-point difference in the rebound department again. No, and the offensive rebounds are almost identical. So, I just don't think the Grizzlies are going to get bullied like that again. And if they do, I can't really sit here and say that they deserve to win this series if they get bullied like that again. You know, if it's a close game and you lose, it's a different story. You know,
it's going to be definitely going to be a good-ass series, though. But I could also say the Grizzlies been barking.
No, the Wolves been barking. The Grizzlies just they're going to show up, bro. I'm not even worried about the Grizzlies, honestly. I just brought it up just so we can talk about it. I'm not worried. Speaking of not worried, I am just a tad bit worried about the Celtics, my Celtics pick.
There's obviously problems they have.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I get it. Let me see if I got a report on Mr. Time Lord, when he might be able to return, because, you know, y'all talking all this mess, like the Celtics not up 1-0 right now. And I said, don't let Brooklyn go down. Don't let Brooklyn go down 0-2. And this, okay. Let me go. Let me just look at, I want to see this real quick. Kyrie, let's see. He put, Okay.
Kyrie dropped 39 on the Defensive Player of the Year.
Right. I hear you. Kyrie also, let's not forget, his usage rate, hella high. That's not, him and KD, hella high usage rate. So, And I'm looking at the rest of these numbers. Claxton 10, Dragic 14. Nobody else had double figures on the Nets.
Claxton played a really good game too, though.
Curry only shot 3 for 7. It's like he was scared to shoot. I mean, you're going to need more. You're going to need more for some of these guys. Bruce Brown, y'all. Everybody was talking big about Bruce Brown. Only had 5 points. I'm just saying, like, listen.
I said he played defense.
Well, he was just averaging at 15 to 18 points a game over the last, like, 15, 18 games. One of them numbers. So, he needs to put in a little bit more work. If the Nets are going to win the series, they're going to need total team effort, which is what I don't believe they have compared to the Celtics, which is why I got the Celtics in 7, and I'm only giving the Nets 3 games out of respect because for some reason, and this is what baffles me, a lot of people really believe that just Kyrie and KD are enough to beat a really good team and that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown aren't enough to step to KD and Kyrie because –
Them two dogs.
But that's
KD was by himself last year against the champs. Almost singing them out by himself. Now he has Kyrie.
Yes. I understand where you're coming from. The team also don't play no defense. The entire team don't play no defense.
I was about to say they also don't have any like the lineups that they put out last year. They don't have those same lineups. Like, I know. Guards right now,
and Dragic. Listen,
also, Dragic, Patty Mills, Kyrie, Bruce Brown is a guard.
Curry
6'4", Curry, yeah.
Also, you know, people talking about Marcus Smart had 20. That's not happening again. Al Horford 20. That's not happening again.
He's not averaging no 20.
Yeah, okay, he's not averaging 20. I give y'all that. I can see Al averaging 12, 14, 13, something like that against the Nets, which is cool. That's cool enough for me.
That's solid,
right?
That's solid.
But I can see Smart averaging between 18 and 22 because y'all really to me, y'all underestimate what Marcus Smart can do now. And the fact that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are so good and they can create their own shot, that all Marcus Smart really has to do, which is what honestly, like, any good 3 and D player should be
doing. How many Jaylen Brown have?
Jaylen Brown had 23 on 9 for 19, which is really good. So it's like, let's say Smart, Brown, and Tatum were a big three. That big three combined for 74 points. That big three combined for 74 points as opposed to Kyrie's and KD's 62.
No, is KD struggling next game? That's the question.
That is a good question. I don't really see that happening. But also, is Kyrie going to shoot that well again? Like, Kyrie is a little streakier than KD. Kyrie is a damn good player, but, you know,
it's been the last 2 games now.
Kyrie is getting egged on. He motivated to play well. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, Kyrie's going to have a bad game. But
Curry's having 30 again
tomorrow. But listen, the combined efforts of Kyrie and KD, they both have to play spectacular, right? They both have to play spectacular for them to win games against the Celtics. And I don't see them having the energy to both have A-plus games and get 4 wins against this really good deep. And they got scores like Tatum get his own shot.
Hey,
get buckets on KD.
I'm actually kind of high on Drummond.
8 points, 4 rebounds.
That's sad. Never mind. That's not Drummond. Like 4 rebounds.
He was in foul trouble. He only played 17 minutes.
Oh, okay. He was in foul trouble. Okay. Yeah, I didn't really get to catch that game, but dang, that's not Drummond. Like, he used to give you at least 10 and 10. That's like on a bad day. But no, that's so, what I'm saying.
Also, LaMarcus Aldridge didn't play.
why aren't they playing Blake Griffin? They playing all these smaller dudes. Like, Blake Griffin, a bigger body. They need some bigger bodies.
So y'all don't think that Tatum, Brown, and Smart can keep this up enough to beat Kyrie and KD? And do y'all think that here's my real question. If KD has if he hits like three maybe three more shots, maybe three or four more shots and gets to what 30 points, 32 points.
Yeah.
Let's say he gets to 32 points. Kyrie and KD would have combined for what 71 points. Something like that. So they're gonna combine for 71 points and win four games, or 70 plus points and win four games against the Celtics, and not get tired at all. They're gonna be able to do that every single time they lace them up against that Boston Celtics team for the entirety of the series.
I know KD is.
There's my thing right there. See, look, everybody is really sure about KD. I'm sure about KD too. But I'm also sure about Jason Tatum, and I'm also sure that, there is uncertainty around Kyrie. Like Kyrie might not show up.
Where's the uncertainty?
I think Kyrie's showing up the whole series.
Yeah, like where's your cause for concern?
But you didn't just say that though. You didn't just because you just say you had certainty about KD, but you didn't say Kyrie. Like you should. I'm talking about. I'm saying like, bro. I asked the question.
Kyrie's
motivated. For
the last two games.
So they both are gonna have A+ games every game from now on in this series. They're both gonna have they're both gonna shoot at least 45% from the field.
And you think Tatum is having?
Of course, 45% from the field. Kyrie and KD, put some respect at least 45%. Yes.
Like, I didn't even get to finish the stat line, so
yeah.
Hold on, Alan. What'd you ask me?
Yeah. Because fix that percentage, 45.
Okay, 48.
Jason,
50%.
I don't know about no 50%
from the field.
I don't know about no 50.
From the field, not just from three.
They got to take a lot of shots, bro. KD and Kyrie have to take a lot of shots. Like Kyrie was efficient last night, 12 for 20. That is
was he the game before that?
Okay, hold on. You said the game before that, right? What was he leading up to the playoffs? You and I were talking. We were all talking about it. Kyrie was not looking that well. Kyrie was playing inefficient leading up to this play-in and playoffs.
Kyrie also just got reintroduced to playing home.
Okay.
And what does he do in the away game? Because that's all he's been playing all season. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay,
and
so
when he goes home, you might see. Personally, that's when I'm being pressed, you know?
Yeah.
In home games lately, that's when he's been kind of falling off because they had more home games. Obviously, that's why everybody kept saying, oh, he can only play five games, you know, 18 games at home. They have more home games. So I don't know if he's getting more adjusted to the crowd. I'm not sure if it's the pressure, Kyrie doesn't really feel the pressure, I don't feel like. But I don't know what it was exactly, but for some reason at home, he wasn't performing very well when he first got back. But we're going to see as it goes on, you know.
I just think if the Nets don't figure out some way, they gotta figure out this defense thing. You gotta because like Marcus Smart had 20, Jaylen Brown 23, Jason Tatum had 31. Okay, and I think Tatum's gonna get his in every game, and I think Brown can get his in every game. Mm-hmm. Marcus Smart, is a question mark. I understand that, but he's been more consistent as of late. And he's really coming around, like not coming around, but rounding out, like as an all around player. So now the Celtics aren't really they're not running like I think they're only running like seven or eight guys deep, which can also be really taxing. I think they should probably run like one more guy, just until like the Time Lord gets back, because it's not like this first game showed like it's not gonna be easy. Especially without Robert Williams, it's not going to be easy at all. KD had a bad night, and the Celtics were blessed with a bad night from KD. I'm not gonna sit here and sugarcoat that. However, you capitalize on all them blessings and you take them. And Jason Tatum, they took them. I'm not gonna sit here and say I don't see the Nets winning a game in Boston, because it's just like fate for the Nets to go in there in TD and win game two. KD dropped 40, Kyrie 28, maybe 32, and they win. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't see the Nets winning this series, because overall, especially when Robert Williams gets back, the Celtics have a better team. Like this,
I got the Nets at six.
Crazy. Nets and six, like y'all really believe.
Yeah, I saw it agree with mine. Nets and six.
I don't even know. As much as you said all of that, like I was listening, I was just playing the flashbacks in my head. I'm like, no. First round, no way.
And Kyrie, after Kyrie freaking told the media about them, He's definitely gonna go out with a bigger game next game.
And every game Kyrie plays in TD is definitely he gonna shut it down.
I can't wait.
We gonna see.
I can't wait. I can't wait to be proven right. That's why I ain't saying nothing in the chat. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, that's why I ain't saying nothing, man. I'm just gonna wait because Kyrie and KD can't do it on their own. They can't do it by themselves. They need more. They need more. And I think the Celtics have more. When Tatum
they can have go. More what?
Okay, when I say more, I mean I think the Celtics.
Do the Celtics have two Hall of Famers?
The Celtics got a better team overall, and they got a better coach.
I'm actually okay. We're gonna break it. We're gonna break the teams down.
The Lakers have how many Hall of Famers?
So if the Nets,
I'm talking about below 35.
So if the Nets win in TD,
yeah,
right?
y'all had 35 plus. All right. Yeah, your whole team was 35 plus. We ain't talking about the retirement home. They finna be on.
And Jason Tatum, he could have a Hall of Fame career. Like, you know, he could have a Hall of Fame career.
Okay, so
there you go. So what else?
Oh, go ahead. So Ben Simmons is projected to come back game 3 or 4.
Oh yeah, Ben Simmons getting cooked when he steps back.
Was we talking on the phone when I said that?
I think so.
When I said they should not bring him back to get cooked up in the playoffs.
Yeah, like.
Oh my lord, they gonna cook that
with a back.
Hey, he better not play the A, and they better not play the anybody that heckle you. Like, all they got to say is Philly or something. Like, what the heck? You going to be in your feelings.
Right. Like, I'm not worried about Ben Simmons at all.
Yeah, man, yeah.
I'm not worried about – yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Ben. Defensive-wise, it's going to be better. They're going to be better.
Why do people keep saying that and believe that? Dude, he has a back injury. And
yeah,
he hasn't
like,
played
they don't
in a
get
year.
It like, yeah, like – he a big body, though. Hey, CMJ, you got to understand.
I do understand. I'm 6 feet, 220. I do understand my back be hurting sometimes.
But I'm saying that boy's 6'10", though, boy.
Yeah.
You know, 6 feet. that boy's 6'10".
Playmaker.
That boy's 6'10".
You're not gonna be able to stay in front of Jaylen Brown. You're not gonna be able to stay in front of Jason Tatum.
Hey, you know what?
No way.
I'm not gonna even do that to him though. I feel like he could.
I would. I am.
JB. JB don't. He
whoa.
Don't, I love JB package, but he don't. He don't got a whole lot.
He don't have
of,
the
like,
explosiveness.
He don't got that first step.
Quick first step. Okay, yeah, he don't got that quick first step.
Like, he want to like dunk on you, and you can't really do that with him. I don't think so. That's just me. I don't know about you, CJ, what you think. 6'10". I don't know.
Yeah, Ben Simmons is a strong big body.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like
he look like a big Jello
score,
body
though.
On the sideline.
He ain't gonna score. I ain't gonna sit there and say like he gonna shoot the three and all that.
He ain't
like,
gonna do nothing, man. He's not gonna be effective.
Now, if he goes in there shooting threes and shit, I'm like, oh my god.
If he come back shooting threes like 3 and D, then I don't know. I might have to change my own pick. Shoot. Miami Heat might be in some trouble. But I don't know. I don't think so. You ain't getting me with that. I don't care about Planet Fitness.
He said you ain't baiting me on that one.
Yeah. I don't care about Planet Fitness.
Tomorrow's games. Let's see. So tomorrow, Hawks and Heat.
Hold on. Don't start with it. Cause we gonna talk about that.
Wait, no. We about to wrap it up.
So, yeah, we gonna wrap it heat. Up. But we gonna talk about that one.
I got the Heat.
That's gonna be the last one. Everybody got the Heat.
Grizzlies, Timberwolves. I got the Grizzlies in game two. I think this is a must win. They can't go down 0-2. It's like losing both games at home. You go down 0-2. I'm going to still pick the Grizzlies to win, but they're probably going to lose the series.
What you got the Grizzlies in?
I got the Grizzlies in seven. I got the Grizzlies in seven. But I caught that at the beginning of the series. No, wait. I'm sorry. I had the Grizzlies in six. And I'm actually gonna stay by the Grizzlies in six, bro.
If Minnesota wins next game, and then go back to Minnesota, it could potentially be five games.
Yeah, well, I think that if the Grizzlies win game two, I'm sorry, if the Grizzlies win game two and they go to Minnesota and win game three, I think they're gonna win game. I think they're gonna win game four, lose five, and win six.
And if they don't win tomorrow?
If they don't win tomorrow,
the series over for them?
They're probably going to lose in six games. They're probably going to lose in six games. And they're going to be a huge disappointment. But I don't see that happening.
So. As I said, frauds.
No way.
Hey, if the Timberwolves win, who would you take out of the Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns?
Oh, man. That's an interesting matchup. Because they actually match up pretty well.
I would take the Suns because of Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul.
I like that. Yep. I was about to say the same thing. Yeah. Yep.
I think Chris Paul, he just real cerebral with it.
I say Suns in five at that point.
Chris Paul has to stay healthy in the playoffs, man. We all know.
Well, hey, you know what his main injury is? His main injury is that hand. Everybody says it. I don't know what it is about his hand, but for some reason, it's always an issue.
Or his hamstring.
That is his ham.
His ham. Yeah, his ham.
Oh, it's a hand.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, his hand was a problem last year.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm talking about his hand. Yeah, my bad.
But Devin Booker versus Ant would be cold.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What a Booker giving it to him, too. He ain't going, whoo-hoo, Booker.
No, they're giving it to each other. I feel like they're giving it to each other because, you know, Devin Booker like to talk.
Yeah, but
giving it to Aiden.
But Ja finna give it, bro. Don't act like Ja not going to give it to Ant, bro. We going to – don't sleep on my Ja. What? Oh, my God. Nah, bro. Don't act like the team better without him. Don't do that. No, he finna cook them.
36.
Cook.
I don't want to ever hear that again, Allen. Like I get that they was doing better. That's regular season. They probably was playing the Magic and shoot other teams not in the playoffs.
Yeah, man, you know they're gonna cook.
They gonna cook up with Ja.
Man, no, it's a reason why he the leader. There's a reason. There's a reason where he get to say the things he say, and everybody on the team back him 100%. And they too lit, bro. They gonna be too lit, bro. I'm telling you, Minnesota. All right, bro. Y'all done woken the beast. Trust, big trust. Now
back to the Suns of Minnesota. Aiden is giving it. Is not giving Cat anything, dog.
Cat
is eating that boy alive.
Hey, I was about to say, Cat eating that boy lunch.
Damn, bro. Y'all really down on Aiden, huh?
Nah. But Aiden got a new. He got a new game to him. He got a little mid range. I seen it last night.
Seen that, yeah.
Yeah, he got a little mid range and it's nice too. It ain't flat.
All right, well,
we didn't talk about the Heat though. Let's talk about them.
Giannis always doing step-back threes from deep.
You remember what I said, right?
You think the Heat going to the finals?
I said that in the first episode.
They have the easiest route. Yes, they have the easiest route to the finals.
Bro, we play in Philly or Toronto next round.
Mm-hmm.
We ready. Let's go.
Yeah, but I mean the conference finals.
Let Celtics and Milwaukee beat up on each other, or Brooklyn and Milwaukee beat up on each other.
Let them beat up on each other.
Because whoever wins has to play Milwaukee next.
Okay. I'm not gonna just dismiss the 76ers like they're not gonna give the Heat a hard time. Like let's not like. I think that's a 7-game series.
Harden's disappearing.
You think that's a 7-game series?
I think Jimmy Butler's game series.
Jimmy Butler's locking Harden up, boy.
Hey, look, he must not know the history.
Especially against Philly.
Let me tell you something, bro. You gonna see something. Jimmy Butler don't like playing against old teams, bro.
Hey, Joel Embiid not finna just. He's not just finna give it up.
Like, hey, Jimmy.
He don't gotta give it up. We can let him get in.
Jimmy's strapping Harden. I can tell you that right now.
We gonna lock Tyrese. Hey, just like I said, you remember what I said about Trae Young, right? Fast guard, Tyrese Maxey, right? You remember what I said? You was like, oh, ice Trae. Ice Trae.
He's feeling it right now.
Yeah, he was rubbing your shoulders and everything. He was rubbing ours too. Shoot,
I wasn't doing all that, bro. You engaging hyperbole.
You was on the bandwagon.
No, I wasn't, bro. I was not, bro.
You were saying what's Ice Trae gonna do? Go off for 30.
On me. Hey, bro,
I think y'all bullshitting right now.
Yeah, come on, man.
He could have sent
Kyle Lowry on his ass. Come on, boy. That boy Kyle Lowry picked his pockets, bro. He took his cookies.
All right, man. Well, look, y'all got the Heat winning tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Sweep, bro.
He gonna try that Villains Heat.
Get the brooms out.
Stuff in Miami. You better try that in Atlanta. He could probably
Get the brooms out.
Yeah, like he probably still went in Atlanta. If anything, but all that villain stuff, it don't work in Miami. It's nice and warm.
All right, well, man, I'll catch y'all on the next episode tomorrow.
Yeah, we got you tomorrow, man.
Yeah, I got y'all tomorrow. Shit, I got to edit this shit.
All right.
All right.